All right, so I had to come on this morning and talk about RJ Barrett because I've been seeing takes fly across the timeline in the last 48 hours, and some of them are just head scratchers. I saw one yesterday talking about what does it matter at this point in the season if RJ Barrett finds a rhythm. I don't care what point of the season is. I always want to see RJ in a rhythm, period. I'm seeing other takes talking about how RJ has changed his game and he's finally, you know, coming into his own. That's really not the case. We've been watching him for the last 3 years. Heck, you could go back to college, to high school. This is his game. We know that's how he plays. He drives to the rim consistently. Did it in his rookie year. He did it last year. Last year, I remember talking on podcasts about how him and Drew Hanlon need to address the fact that when he's driving inside, he needs to become more shiftier. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing it. We talked about last year how he needed to improve his free throws. He did at one point last year. It's just that it didn't hold up going into this season. So clearly it's something that he's got to continue to work on. But he's been doing it, man. All season long, we're saying RJ Barrett. You know, he's had stretches of 30-point games back-to-back and, you know, this and that. That's just what we're seeing with the eye. If you actually put the numbers together too, it backs it up also. He's had a steady, healthy increase in numbers between points, rebounds, shooting percentage, assists. It's all steadily increased throughout his NBA career. And it's only going to continue because he has that killer instinct, that killer mentality. You can see when people like him have it. They just show it. And he's got a calm about him also. So, I mean, he's a total package. It boggles my mind that he still gets questioned after having the notoriety that he's had all throughout high school, all the way to NBA, all the way till now. He showed us something first year, second year, and this year. I mean, hell, he's become a hell of a defender, right? He's got to be a top 15 defender in the wing. It's just, I don't know what else he's got to show you guys. You know, at this point, it's you got to believe what you're seeing. And if you're believing what you're seeing, go look at the numbers because it backs it up also. This kid, he's got what it takes, and that's what we want to see. We want to see a guy that we picked third. When was the last time we had a draft pick that low? I mean, got to have his back. You got to have his back. I can't with this man. I can't. I'm out. What are we talking about anymore?